Some 10,000 troops have been dispatched to clear roads and carry out rescue work in southwest China's Yunnan province, where the death toll of a deadly earthquake has risen to 410. That quake has flattened nearly 80,000 homes and injured over 2,300 people. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, who is at the epicenter to oversee relief work, has pledged to arrange efficient rescue and relief for victims. Authorities have urged members of the public who wish to help with relief efforts to stay away from the quake zone and leave the work to professional teams already on site. It's been reported that electricity has been restored to over 70% of the areas that lost power following the quake. China is criticizing a Japanese defense white paper accusing Tokyo of using its claims of the so-called China threat as an excuse to justify a military buildup. Japanese leaders approved that white paper on Tuesday. It says Japan needs to improve its defense capacity to cope with an increasingly severe security environment and points out threats from North Korea, China, and Russia. Chinese Ministry of National Defense has issued a statement saying Japan is ignoring facts, making groundless accusations, and deliberately playing up its perceived China threat. South Korea has also protested against the white paper and summoned a senior Japanese diplomat in Seoul.